the eclectic South African cuisine. As we can see, coming from a multicultural melting pot, the word eclectic best describes South African cuisine. It originated in the Cape and has been influenced by African, Indian, Asian, Oriental, and European culinary traditions, both from days gone by and current times. The most influential culinary tradition is probably that of the Malay people, whose unique contributions are characterized by the art of seasoning, ranging from hot chilies to nutmeg, cinnamon, and cloves. South Africa's long and varied coastline supplies people with an astonishing amount and variety of seafood. Its fertile soils and wonderful climate work together to produce an enormous range of agricultural products, and the checkered history has endowed it with a population with such diverse cultural backgrounds that fusion is hardly seen anywhere else. Its seafood is legendary and is best sampled at one of the West Coast's open-air restaurants, not much more than simple shelters on the beach, as well as mussels, fish stew, grilled fish and lobster. You may be offered pickled fish, a well-loved dish that you'll also find in some traditional Cape Malay restaurants. Nowhere is the multicultural cuisine more apparent than at a typical South African braai barbecue. Yes, there is an awesome amount of meat, most notably the very Afrikaner boerewors, farmer sausage, but there will almost certainly be sausages too. Another specialty, which you will almost certainly be invited to sample if you stay at a game lodge, is poiki. This is a layered stew, cooked over an open fire in a three-legged cast iron pot. Another more usual sort of stew is the briedi, which really is just like any other stew, unless it's made with water flowers, of course. These delicate little plants, not water lilies or lotuses, grow in seasonal wetlands and are harvested by wading waist-deep into the freezing water. Of course, they only grow in winter. They are a particular delicacy, and it's worth the icy dip.